What's happening? It's your boy 911 and you're tuned in to ABG Podcast, man. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. Tonight, I got my dog, man, my mentor with this shit, man. This guy done dropped a lot of knowledge on me, man. Got a lot of love and respect for him. Coop the Trill, what's happening with your boy?
What's the word? Hey, how you be?
Man.
What's the word, man?
Look, man, I'm just glad to see this calendar flip one more time, man. You know, this shit don't happen for cats like us too much, man.
It don't at all. That's what I'm saying. Every day over grass is a blessing. And then to bring in the new year, come on, man. And not only that, to bring in a new year with some real individuals, that's even better.
Man, you said a mouthful right there. That's real shit, man. So, speaking of bringing in a new year, man, like, what's shaking with you tonight, man? What you got up? You shaking? You getting, man, in the streets?
I don't even know, man. My brother talking about this, but then, you know, it's talking about raining tonight. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't really trying to jump out here and be raining like that. If you put thunderstorm, something like that, then
yeah,
you know,
I got
post-traumatic St. Louis disorder. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and probably fall back. Probably just drinking some. I got some Remy in the freezer anyway, so I probably just do that and just fall back.
Yeah, real shit. Look, I wish you could see me right now, because look, when we said we was going to do this, I got my little setup, man. I'm sitting here, I got a little crown set up. I got my thing, you know, because at first, you know, you might have slid by, so shout out to you for making time for me, man. But I got me a little crown. I'm sipping right now, so I'm already kind of pre-gaming, so by the time, you know, midnight comes, shit, I'm trying to feel like it's 22, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you doing the right thing, man.
Yeah, man.
You overprepared. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. You know, anyway. I'm trying to do what I do tonight, man. But, man, let's talk about this year, man, of 21, man. Like, all the crazy shit that done happened this year. Like, man. It's been crazy. Like, just start it off. Let's jump start it off like this. We were 6 days in. And we had the riot at the Capitol. Like, what was that shit like for you, man? Like, what you saw when you first saw this shit?
Boy, I said, somebody better get these thugs.
Not thugs, huh?
These thugs is going crazy. That's
not thugs,
man.
Huh?
Man, it was funny to see, you know, see things from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? Usually when we on the news, when the news is showing something like that, it's people that look like me and you on there doing that.
Facts.
But it was just wild to see the other side doing that and just to see the reactions.
Facts.
So it was funny. It was funny to not be on the screen this time. It's funny to sit back and eat the popcorn and watch the show. That's how I feel. What about you, bro?
Man, look, when I first seen it, I had to sit back because I really was like, I said, I don't know, first time in all of probably history, that's when I see, I'm like, man, America don't give a damn, man. Like, do you know how many of us, like, that shit would have looked like Scary Movie 3 if black people would have been storming that place, man, that Capitol, man. And I'm talking about they got out of there for the most part, besides the lady that passed, man, and she, you know, rest her soul. I wish death upon nobody, but she directly was trying to, you know, get in there, and, you know, they did what they had to do. But I'm like, man, do you know what? It wouldn't have been enough mop to get the blood off the streets if that was us, man. I'm like, I said that tripped out. I'm like, man, it's like a movie. I'm watching this shit,
bro.
Like this crazy,
it's
bro.
On Netflix, I
promise you. Man, I'm like, I had to look when I walked in the room. I'm like, this ain't no movie. I just really seen, like, that shit was crazy, man. Seeing them people scaling the wall like Spider-Man. And I'm like,
boy,
kicking their feet up, going through mail. I'm like, this is crazy.
Boy.
I couldn't believe that, man.
Over a president.
Over a president. And that's, what do you think about that whole situation of how they, man, they leave, not lead, but they follow this dude blindly like that, man. That's scary, man. Because if you listen to a lot of, like, interviews with, like, cats on the internet and shit, be, you know, running with them. So, how do you follow him? I don't know if you see that kind of, he a cool white dude, but, bro, he be running up to people. So, what's your opinion on this? And they answers be so dumb. But I'm like, this is what we dealing with them, man.
Man, bro, it just lets you know, man, the blind leading the blind. And it just, you know the golden word for 2021 was sheep, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they the prime example of that, man. To let you know how politics, man, marketing, you know, how and people can just subscribe to a certain idea.
Yeah.
And just run with it, man.
And just run
so
with it.
So blinded by that, man. Brainwashed,
yeah.
There you go. Brainwashed. That's all it's looking like, man. But we the idiots, though.
For real. For real, like, man,
we the idiots.
That's how I'm like, of all of American history, and man, we're gonna push on for politics, but all of American history, all of the shit, you know, like the just terrible, inhumane shit was not done by us, but yet we're labeled as like the barbarians and shit. Like, it's crazy to me. But anyway, fast forward toward after that, we're gonna move way into, because see, I think shit like that enables shit like this, the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. Like, that's what empowers you to think, like, I have that power. I can go in the Capitol, put my feet up, read mail. I have that power to turn myself into a policeman as a 17-year-old boy with an automatic rifle and take action because of those type of events. That's why when people just let it slide or, oh, they got a slap on the wrist, I'm like, let the roles would have been reversed.
Boy.
What you thought about the Kyle Rittenhouse situation?
Man, I thought he was full of shit the whole time. when he was fake crying on the stand.
No, the fake hyperventilating, not the crying, the hyperventilating.
There you go. There you go, hyperventilating. I'm like, this nigga need to win an Oscar.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? I said, bro, and the award goes too.
And they got to let Tom Cruise play him. Like, I can see Tom Cruise doing that face.
I swear to God, I can see him on my mama after flipping off the couch. Like, what the fuck? But, bro, like, I was just like, I just expected, you know, things like that, man. It's just a rerun. You know, after a while, just like, man, you know.
You know.
Yeah, you get numb, man. I'm desensitized to that, to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm numb to it. I'm numb to the point to where it's just like, man, it's just like, man. Honestly, my first thoughts be, because I'm so numb to it, I just say, man, hey, we need more of us in there in positions of power. That's all man. I ever think. That's all I ever think.
Man.
I'm like, boy, that judge need to look like us. Them lawyers need to look like us.
Man.
That whole jury need to look like us. We need to infiltrate, be the spook to set by the door for real, because as long as we allowing them to control the narrative and to control our destinies, bro, we're going to keep getting these results.
Man, big facts, man. Big, see, that's why I rock with you, man. You be seeing a bigger picture shit, man, and I respect that. But, man, why are we on that? Because while you tap in on it, let's go on here and just tap on it. Do you think that we could check? Because my whole thing is our mindset is, man, fuck going out voting. You know how many of us like in the hood, man. You know, you around the same type of cats I'm around. And it's a lot of people, you know, now in my age group, kind of now they kind of see more politics. Why, as you a little younger than me, but you still see the same type of cats, you know, from your back home, like, they just don't believe in politics. Like, it ain't even I don't care, like, they just don't believe in politics, period. Can we change enough of us to really get people in those positions that look like us, or do we have to just figure out how to work in between it?
I mean, to be honest with you, I believe we can, but the thing is, the structure, the model has to change. It has to be a sense of disruption. I think the reason why everybody don't get into politics because it looks quote-unquote old and it's not hip enough. So I feel like this. If the youth can follow up behind rappers and stream that music, you see it's billion streams, 100 billion streams, it can count as votes, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like, it just has to be, it really has to cater to the youth. I think once we, like, disrupt some things,
that's
and we start, like, we start changing laws and the main thing, because you know us, with us, what we move on.
Yeah.
It's four letter word, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Once we make something cool,
facts,
then everybody gonna run to it. So we just have to make politics cool. And
facts,
that way, you know what I'm saying? That way we'll be able to make true change.
For real. Man,
that's
some real shit you just dropped right there, man. Like, that's some real shit. Like, I never thought of it like that, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, give you a backstory, man. I got a partner, man. He from Knoxville, Tennessee, man. He actually ran for mayor and back in, like, 2015, I believe. And maybe 2013.
Gotcha.
And Knoxville, Tennessee. And dude used to show up to the campaigns. He's running the campaign called No Suits, No Ties, and No Lies.
Yeah.
He had dreads, grills, slugged up and everything.
Okay.
But he was just, you know, and the thing was, he was like, and you know, he would get, you know, disturbing looks and stuff of that nature. But he was like, look, the people that we catering to look like me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And at first, you know, the powers that be, quote unquote, were, you know, judging them or whatever, prejudging them. But then, you know, when they needed to go to their city, guess who they was calling? Hey, so-and-so, you think you can come with me? You know what I mean? So
they
realized his influence and his power. Now, he didn't win, but that was a step in the right direction because he had a lot of followers.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, politics got in the way of his politics, you feel what I'm saying? But if it's enough of us to get like that, when it becomes, it's gonna change. We finna change. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing how, you know, I see Wall Street Trapper, you know what I'm saying, from Louisiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he, you know, stock market at first didn't look like us. The Wall Street didn't look like us, right?
Yeah.
Now, since he came out, everybody jumping to stocks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All of us, so that's what I'm saying, gotta look cool, man. Gotta look cool for us.
Yeah.
We gotta make it hip.
That's real, man. That's a hell of a take to it, because I don't think people really thought of it as coming at it that angle. Like, it has to entice us. If it don't entice us,
yes.
I'm gonna tell you what I kind of compare that to. Like, growing up, my dad always wanted me to play baseball, but baseball was slow to me. It didn't entice me. Like, I'm like, let's do the football, the basketball. We full speed, and then it come to baseball season, I'm making every excuse. And I kind of think that's how we look at pop. Like, it's too slow.
But
what cats don't know is, man, you get labeled as a drug dealer. Like, oh, man, you need to be cast out. You get labeled. You do this. Politicians are the dirtiest people on earth. Like, they gangster. You are not gangster. Be a politician. Yeah. Mess with, man. Be a politician. If you don't think them boys gangster, man, watch these movies. Like, these movies are not fake. Like, these politicians are gangsters, bro. It's way more interesting than you think. Like, yeah, if we could change that mindset and kind of get more us that's really us in there versus the ones that's just, you know, tiptoeing and tap dancing, you know, and playing a role. And you know, you need those two. You infiltrate. You got to have a face. But if it was some more truly us, that's when I think true change would come.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit it on the nail with everything you just said.
Yeah,
the biggest thing you said to keep, man, he said you want to be a gangster, be a politician.
Be a politician, bro. Like, they ruthless, man. Like, people don't know that, man. Politicians are ruthless.
Ruthless. Very, very cutthroat.
What you think about some of these sentences, man, that we've kind of seen, man? This is the last thing we're going to kind of touch on as far as like that. Then we're going to get into some of this other stuff, man. But what you think about some of these sentences that came down, you know, with the officer, you know, I made a mistake and I pulled the taser. Like, was you buying that one? Like, how you felt about that one?
You talking about I made a mistake. I should have pulled the taser, but I pulled the gun type shit.
Yeah. You saw that one? The one that
it was earlier 2021?
Yeah, that was just it was earlier 2021, but she was just found guilty on all counts last
week.
Right.
Yeah, see, I didn't follow that away. I just remember that part right there.
Yeah.
But what was the sentence? And they gave him a slap on the wrist again.
It wasn't I don't know if she got the sentence or she just got found guilty and then they gonna come back. You know how they come back with the sentence and she got found guilty on all counts though, which was another win, but I think they still want to try. I don't know if it was a high level appeal that she could go through. I don't know all the facts, so I don't want to misquote myself. But but she got found guilty of all charges. Like, they gave her no leeway. Like, it's because my whole thing when it happened is you don't get the right to say that I made a mistake, because even when I was in the military, like when I went through basic, they put you through stressful situations and all kind of training to when you get to that moment. That moment of truth, you know, okay, what you're doing. If it's me or you, if it's, and I can't say me because I had military training, but if it, anybody that, okay, I just would say a regular civilian, you can get to say, okay, if you first got that on your hip on both sides, yeah, you get to say I made a mistake. But you have been through tactical training. You know which is your dominant hand, which you pull out the shoe with, which is your hand at the taser, which side you wear that uniform every day. It doesn't change. No matter how panic your situation is, because you're a pro, that's just like LeBron calling a timeout when he ain't got it or stepping out of bounds before you can take a last second shot. I don't expect you to do that. Like, that's where you lose the crutch of saying it was a mistake. So that was my whole thing with that one. Like, that case, that was crazy. But it's always with us, no matter how open and shut it is or slam dunk we think it is, that we kind of sit back, like you say, we so numb that we like, let's just see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We take that approach to literally every case, no matter how much evidence is working for. And that's what's crazy for us to have to feel like that.
Yeah, it is. It just lets you know how corrupt this country we in, man. It just lets you know and media, man. Media is the main thing, man. That's what I really, you know, we really need to control media. Before we control anything, we need to control media. That's how they set up the propagandas and everything against us. That's how they work everything against us. The reason why people treat us this way, the reason why we the charged and white city the best, and we the pigeons of society, is because of how the media portrays us. Thanks. You know what I'm saying? Like, so once we get control of me, then we'll be able to control our narratives. We'll be able to control how the world views us. You know what I'm saying? So that's my main thing, for real.
Yeah. All right, man. Now look, we off there. Let's turn it up, man. It's about to be 2022. Let's talk about some of these versus battles, man. I know you had some you wanted to get to. I wanted to talk to some of this hip hop culture, man. We ain't seeing in around here, man. Let's go. Yes, let's get to it, man. Let's get to it, man. What's happening? What's one you want to shake up with? Which one you want to start it off
man,
with?
Man. You know I'm a Big Bone and 3 Six Mafia fan. Dog.
For sure. So
that was like the best one in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
And see, I didn't catch all of that. I caught the highlights of that one. So I'm going to let you fill me in because I know you're a good play-by-play guy. Let me know how it went down.
So look, basically, man, with the Bone and 3 Six, man, for the record, I believe 3 Six won that battle.
No shit. Off
a playlist.
Yeah.
Because they came prepared.
Uh-huh.
And they brought out hella guests. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So they brought a lot of features. They was deep.
Yeah. They was deep. I'm sure they brought out MJG, 8-Ball. Oh, they brought out. Oh.
Look, stop right there. Stop. They brought that out. Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
That's like some real slip on legends, man.
Bro, when I did Stay Fly, I knew. I was like, after Buck verse, I'm like, uh-oh, here it come. I heard Prim, bro, full of that drum. And then when MJG came out and did his verse with the beat, man, come on, bro. I ran for my TV, bro. That's how
it was crazy like that.
Man, it was super crazy, bro. It was epic that night, man.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Busy Bone throwing the bottle with Juicy J shit.
Yeah, what was that shit about, man? Like, I saw the clips. Like, what was that shit about?
Because, you know, all right, basically, I'm going to keep it brief. Basically, Busy Bone was trying to, you know, add to the banter that they had going on. You know, he was trying to make it like a fight, like a real, like a boxing match.
Yeah.
So he said, you look ugly motherfuckers ain't finna keep mocking me while I'm on this stage.
Yeah.
And so Juicy J said, you know, the that's my D. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He said that. When he said that, Busy Bone just snapped and threw a bottle at him. You know what I'm saying? And then Juicy J threw his mic at him, and then Busy threw another bottle, and niggas start, you know, running the stage, and you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, this is pure nigga shit.
Yeah.
And then my first reaction was like, Busy done fucked up the bag. That was my first reaction.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and make it so bad, because, you know, I interviewed Busy Bone on my YouTube channel. So, you know.
Yeah. So, see, that's why I be like to talk to you because, like, cats don't know. Man, y'all gotta follow this dude. He's got a lot of plugs behind the scene that, like, he be really knowing shit. Like that's why I ask you, like what happened with that shit, man? Like, man, that was crazy. Bro,
that nigga Busy crazy, man. So, when he did that and then he came back out and apologized, that just changed the whole energy of the situation. Then they ended it off with Crossroads. How everybody, like, everybody was on stage. Nigga, Chameleon, Lil Jon, Lil Flip. Nigga, they even brought out Terrence Howard to rap. It's hard out here for a pimp.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? Crazy. Like, it was just epic that night, man. It was just epic.
That's what's
so,
up.
That was, like, my favorite one because of the suspense. You know, it was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
That was my favorite one. Now, what was your favorite verses?
Man, my favorite verses, I'm going to have to say, it was the Locks and Dipset.
Oh,
look, and I'm gonna tell you why. Cause like niggas don't know, like, man, like Wayne and Jay, like them are my two favorite artists. And don't, no disrespect to Big, I love Big music. Like Big is right up my top five. You know the usual top five suspects. But what cats don't know is, man, like Jada is my slept on like Vince Carter rap. Like as far as talent wise, ain't too. And I think after that versus, he finally got his due. When niggas was like, I'm like, hold on. Niggas like, Jada got bars. Now when I came home from the military, like you say, we from the same type of states. I'm from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Niggas wasn't really listening to a lot of East Coast music. Like, I put a lot of my partners on Dipset and the Lox. Like, I fuck with both of their music. But it was just crazy to me to see how people tripped out and was like, man, Jada a dog. I'm like, Jada been a dog.
Y'all just not waking up.
For real, Jada been a dog. Man, but it was crazy. Like, what you thought about that verse?
Bruh, hard. Now, I caught the highlights of it. Mm-hmm. I ain't watched the whole thing, but nigga,
when I see that one, I watched it front to back.
Bro, when I saw Jada Kids going, like, I could just tell, like, and then, you know, I'm thinking, like, okay, I'm like, damn, Dipset Lox. I'm like, I think Dipset gonna kill the Lox. That's my personal.
A lot of people said that.
But then, nigga, when Jada Kiss was coming out, and, like, I was catching, like, bits and pieces, I'm like, damn. And it just seemed like he was just, when they say MC Master Ceremony, Jada Kiss, nigga, and man, body,
controlled the room.
Bro, he controlled the whole, to the point, nigga, he had, and you know, Dipset some cocky niggas.
Yeah.
He had them niggas sweating, bro.
Fucking right.
Them niggas sweating.
Fucking right.
I was like, bro, I ain't never seen Cam this uncomfortable. Nigga, Juelz ain't know what the fuck to do.
Hell no.
Fell off the stage.
Yeah. Like, bro, and look, and Juelz, my dog, I used to love for him and Dwayne did the Can't Feel My Face. It's like,
me too.
Man, look, a lot of people was leaning towards Dipset. Like, if it would have been some shit in Vegas, like, man, the Locks would have been the underdog. But I
he
knew.
So.
If niggas knew, like, I used to trip out. I used to love when Jada used to say Jada, Al Qaeda. Like, that nigga letting you know, like, nigga, I'm finna fuck something up, man.
Yes.
Jada,
yes.
Al Qaeda. Anytime a nigga think of that line, that nigga is not to be played with, bro.
Bruh. And the thing about Jada Kiss, too, man, like, what made him, like you said, because, like, you know, I'm from the Lou, so, you know, it's only a handful of people that really listen to East Coast music like that.
Yeah.
But what Jada Kiss did, right, mm-hmm. Man style, I got to give it to Jada more. Nigga, Jada Kiss was on them Lil Jon songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And eating them motherfuckers. Like, I'm talking about, you know, a Kiss name blows.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like,
yeah, fact.
And that's when everybody started, like, oh, yeah, Jada Kiss. You know, but like you said, bro, that verse is pretty much solidified him as a GOAT.
Yeah, period. Yeah. Period. I think he finally got his due. And I was so glad for that, man, because I'm a big Kiss fan. Like, man, like, that's one of my favorite rappers, bro. Between, like, him, Jay, and Wayne, and there's a lot of other rappers, like, I really fuck with. But I'm saying, like, cats that I like bars-wise, and they talk about shit that I relate to them on a level, like, man, I can really, you know, like, I can run with them dudes. Like, that's the type of shit I think about when I think of my favorite bars and type of stuff. Like, what I'm doing on more so of a day-to-day basis, and not literally, but the mindset of it.
Nah, I can't. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, you ain't lying. Like, and the thing about Jada Kiss, man, like, his boss, he incorporate a lot of reality in his raps.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you got punchline rappers.
Yeah.
You know, they say that Jada Kiss, you can live off his lyrics.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You can live, like what was, it was one line he said, man, he was like, I think it's one of them Lil Jon songs. He's like every nigga got a match. Like basically dropped gems in his bars. Like, that's why I always, and especially when him and Fabulous was doing them tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
but
I'm
hold up,
just live off of what Jada Kiss was saying.
Hold up, now let me, and I'm gonna throw something else. I'm gonna throw Jada Kiss another nugget, but mm-hmm. I'm also including my boy Styles in this because
for sure.
I have never. In the history of rap, from back then to this point now, he'll cat split a verse and it sound like one dude rapping. Like, they are the coldest ever with that shit. Like, whatever, man, whatever vibe, style, and Jada are on when they do them verses together, like, that is the craziest thing ever to me. Like, man, it's like they turn into one person. Man, shout out to them cats for that because I have never seen that before them. Since them, it's only them that have never I done seen do that.
Boy, I remember they did that one Blood remix.
Man. Damn.
That nigga say, Jada Kiss say, I'm the heart. This nigga Style say, I'm the motherfucking respirator. I'm the bomb. I'm the motherfucking detonator.
Detonator.
My God.
Hey, Duke Cats be on a different level with that, man.
Yes.
I have never seen nothing like that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But look,
that's what I'm saying. The camaraderie.
The camaraderie. That's what you know, niggas really fuck with each other. They ain't just about no group shit.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
That
for
they sure. Spit them type of balls.
For sure.
But look, that's the perfect transition, what you just said, leading up to that, to like, man, he spit balls you can leave on and live on. Yeah. What do you think about the Weezy, Jay-Z, the best rapper alive debate? Because that didn't got hot, like, and this right here towards the end of the year, kind of.
It is.
Like, we're going to kind of double back to some old shit, but did while we on this music shit, like, what you think about how people kind of going with, like, the Jay, the Weezy debate, and where you at with it?
Man, look, it's challenging because...
And give your reason, too, because I'm going to give mine.
Okay. I got to say, as far as... Man, I'll be forgetting that Wayne came out in the late 90s.
Yeah, real
right?
Shit.
I'll be forgetting. So
real shit. People forget that Hot Boy era when he was like 11.
Yeah.
Nine, really.
So they technically kind of was in the same era. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like, I mean, I know Jay okay. came out a little earlier with, you know, with Jazzo or whatever, but like,
I see where you're going.
Man, you feel me? So it's like, okay, so because now as far as Jay, all right, I'll put it like this. Wayne is more of a mixtape artist.
Boy, you almost well. I'm gonna let you finish because I don't wanna break the thought. Go ahead, because you are almost where I'm at with it.
Look, if we doing mixtapes because
this shit crazy. Watch what I say.
Mixtape Wayne,
this shit crazy.
Is thrashing Jay, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jay got more substance. Jay got more.
Look, stop.
You can live off of Jay music, but go ahead.
Stop. Because I'm gonna tell you what I just talked. Like, the last thing you said is what I told my little nephew here. He was here with his partner. They, shout out to my, nephew Keon and, Talon. Talon just crossed Kappa. But they was here and we was having this discussion and I ended it with that last line. But I'm gonna tell you how I broke it down to him. And when you first said mixtape, I'm gonna tell you why I laughed. I said, the way I break down, cause I say, I love Wayne, I love Jay. Both of them dogs on that mic. But I say, Wayne is like the N1 circuit and Jay-Z is like the NBA. If you looking for, I say, if you remember Jerry Seinfeld catchphrase, a show about nothing, if it's a song about nothing, ain't not a rapper alive will touch Wayne bar for bar. 6 foot, 7 foot, bar for bar will kill anything.
Facts.
It's a bunch of Wayne songs with them empty, hooks that, it's nothing touching that. But when you want to ride, and I ain't gonna say ride in your car. Niggas say they don't ride to Jay. I'm different. I ride to Jay. So, but when I'm riding, I'm gonna see some like, man, how can I make my next move? Or how can I? It's Jay. So, like, if you want to see Hot Sauce and Escalade and all them cats from N1, because as far as exciting from bar to bar, Wayne has undefeated. Absolutely. Very few can go punchline for punchline with the excitement of like, ooh, a grab your face moment. But as far as, like you say, that substance with that meat on it, give me hold, man. And I hate to do it because it almost sounds like I'm downplaying Wayne, but his talent is so necessary because he's like the Jason Williams, the Allen Iverson of rap. Like, as far as what he going to give, 100% on every song. He done had some shit I don't like, though, too.
That's facts. You know what's crazy? And I'll take it even further. To me, and I say this to people, they be like, what? I would say, like, Wayne is like the Kobe of rap. And boy, I would say Jay is like the Jordan of rap.
Man, stop it, boy. That you know, hey, you right. I ain't gonna even put my dog Wayne in the N1 circuit no more. Look, I apologize. That was disrespectful.
Nah,
that's it, though. That's it. Because that's what it needed to be more of. Wayne is more of the Kobe.
Yes.
Look, I'm taking him out. He ain't Hot Sauce no more. Putting him in the league.
He the Kobe because...
He give you that 81 at any time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, it's like, Kobe was in it for the love of the game.
Yeah,
it's like
Wayne. And Wayne loved the rap, love man. Look at the amount of work he put out. You right,
exactly.
Man. I like
it's
that
same
one.
Thing as Kobe. Like Kobe. I like that one. With the game.
I like that one.
Oh, man. He done did everything that, like, he done outran the competition. It's hard to keep up, man.
I like
that
one.
When you speak of Jay name, Jay, I'm talking about Jordan and Jay got the same type of vibe.
Don't
get quiet. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just demand a certain amount of respect. So, that's how I put it. Like,
I like that one.
Man, that's just how I stand. That's where I stand with it.
Hey, we gonna leave that one right there, though, man. Shit, dang. That from now on, that's how I'm breaking it down. It's just the Jordan and the Kobe of it. Because I love both of them too much. Because that's how I was starting to feel, like, when people was making me figure out, like, with Y-Hole. And it was like, it's just the substance part, but I respect what both of them do because Wayne, as far as the work, the amount of work he put in, and like you say, the amount of material, unmatched.
So, unmatched. You right. And he the most, and this, everybody, every rapper that's out right now look like Wayne.
Facts. That boy changed the culture. He like Steph.
Yeah.
He changed, he shifted, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Everybody start writing on their face and growing hair, you know what I'm saying?
And doing the enormous amount of drugs.
The boy. Boy. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Man. So, but what we want to talk about next? What we got up on? What's on the slate? I got some shit. I know you got some shit. What's next?
Man, look, I'm riding up your way, bro. It's however you want to play it.
Man, what about the whole Kim and Ye situation, man, with the breakup? You think that's media? They gonna get back together? Kind of? Or there's Kim fed up? I can't do Ye no more. Which one you think it is?
To me, man, I'm the wrong person to ask this. You know why? Because I know so much industry background work. I know so much.
Y'all listen.
The politics.
He ain't lying.
So it's challenging for me to believe anything. I mean, come on, man. They're keeping up with Kardashians. They have to create drama in order to keep the show going. That's why the series.
Man,
that's why the show.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's why it fell off. Because, yeah. Kanye. Once he said he got. Him and Kim got like 3 publicists.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, never mind. You know what I'm saying? So, uh-huh. Everything is strategy with them.
Yeah.
Everything. You know, when Kanye said, in the TMZ office that, being a slave was a choice.
Being a choice, yeah.
And everybody was mad about it. I looked at it like, okay, I need to speak on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I know he's a shock value. He's a shock jock. He all about shock value.
Boy, that's
and
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So with Kim Kardashian, you know, she with him. You think that they ain't sitting back, you know, planning this shit out? You know what I'm saying? Like, or you think him having a meeting with Donald Trump wasn't the plan? Him wearing that MAGA hat wasn't the plan? Everything is strategy. The nigga ain't dumb. He a 6-time billionaire.
That's crazy.
Yeah, with that, I just looked at them like, oh, they marketing. They must be. They keeping our names. They keeping their names in our mouths for some reason. So yeah. How come? And think about this, right? So every time they like, oh, they into it, right? But then boom, him and her, them together, they trying to free Larry Hoover.
Yeah.
Okay, so they divorcing though.
Look, I know you asking all this shit redundantly. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just like, hey, think about it type shit. But even though, like, and I know you don't supposed to have any, and the way they functioning is, if, like, you know, that's true and they have split up, that is how you should function, but how they show up and support each other. But I'm like you. Like, let's cut the bullshit. Like,
yeah.
I don't think, because that's a power move. You know what I'm saying? That's Kim and Ye. That mean more than Kim and whatever that cat is she dating now, whatever, and whoever.
Yeah, right, right. And that's
you know what I'm saying? That ain't the same, you know, market value.
Yeah, that's a plug for him. That's alley-oop for him, because, you know, if he aligned, if he, you know, spoken the same conversation as Kim Kardashian,
exactly.
What that's going to do to his brand.
Exactly.
Kanye West probably ain't comfortable with that. Like, come on, man, like. All this shit is strategy. And you never see Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian kissing, none of that.
Never.
You see them in photos together.
Yeah.
They always posing like, all right, let's get picture ready. Let's get camera ready. All right, clap, clap, all right. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
They probably,
let's get together, babe. All right. See you later.
Facts.
So, yeah.
That's crazy. Man, what about, okay, while we with the Kardashian family, what about Tristan Thompson and Khloe, man? What you think about that situation?
That shit is real.
Look, and I don't want to bash no man and talk about what no man do.
Right.
But, like, at some point, if you get caught cheating that much, like, do you really care?
Nah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you won't even feel bad talking about it because evidently, like, he does not care at all.
Nah. And I mean, he keeps spinning the block.
And he's not only getting caught, he's having babies.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And they paying old girls, hey, chill out, you know. Come on, bro. At the end of the day, like, you shouldn't even care, bro. You should just tell her, hey, Khloe, this is what I'm doing.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm doing. You ride with me.
Like, because you are not hiding that. You are not James Bond by no means.
Bruh, at all. Like, at all.
Like, you on date naps. Like, how the fuck you on date naps, man?
Promise. This nigga a whole profile. He's supposed to be off the board.
Like, and he using his picture type shit.
I swear.
Like, he gives, like, when they say give zero fucks, if your zero fucks was a person.
Boy.
Like,
and what made me say, well, okay, don't get me wrong now, I'm trying to get less psychological right here.
Yeah.
What made me think that it's real is because you got to think, right? All right. Now, I think partially it is too because of the OJ situation, with us changing our face.
Yeah.
But as a woman, right, she keep getting cheated on, so she probably trying to keep trying to fix her face and fix herself to look more attractive for her partner.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
That's
and
crazy.
So the fact that he, you know, still doing that, that's lowering her self-esteem. You feel me? So she probably trying to get another surgery, trying to please the nigga. All right, go. That's
crazy. Look, but do you? It's crazy how she didn't even look like a Kardashian at first, but she's morphed into Kim.
Exactly. Yeah, because you know, man, you know that fame, and you know everybody coming to her saying, you know, you OJ daughter, you OJ daughter.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, and I'm talking about
so
that shit was
like
the elephant in the room.
I got the money to look like my people's now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So she just looking up a sense of belonging, man.
Yeah,
that's how I see it. She's trying to belong somewhere. And she tired of hearing the critics saying that she's somebody else's daughter. Because she even look like she don't know. You know what I'm saying? She's like, damn, is that nigga my daddy? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, that
for real.
Is crazy. What was the, man, what else happened this year, man? What was the Olympian that came home, man? Because
is it Sha'Carri? Sha'Carri Richardson?
Her too. Like, okay, let's talk about her. What did you think about that situation? Did you think everybody was being a little hard on her?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you think she talked that talk and
you had to walk that walk? Yeah, I put it like this, because like, I had made a post about it, you know what I'm saying? Basically saying, fuck when people talk about like move like her, right?
Because mm-hmm.
people gonna love you when you up, but then shit on you while you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then people was like, but you know what? She was talking crazy. She got hella cocky. Which is, you know, true, whatever. But at the end of the day, I mean, I put it like this. You know, she did get humble. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? She talked a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, she went through a lot too. So it's like, I'm kind of 50-50 with it too. Because, you know, she lost her parent, didn't she?
Yeah.
In the course of that, yeah.
And
she
see,
lost her family.
That's where I was going to go with it. I was 50-50 with it. And I'm going to tell you why I was 75-25 with it.
Mm.
First off, you know, I recently lost my mother not too long ago. And I know, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. I know, you know, kind of your mindset, it changes. No matter what people say, if you lost a person that brought you into this world, your mindset changes. So I can understand that. And I want to say that was her mother, wasn't a grandparent. And if I remember right, it was her mother. Okay, so you got that going. And then at the same time, all of my favorite athletes talk that shit. So when she came out there like, hey, I'm that. I'm like, shit, who is this chick? Yes, you know, she was running with that left shoe, so of course I'm keeping up with her. But Jordan, he used to go out there and tell people, oh, I'm finna drop this on you. My favorite athlete, Dion, oh, I'm finna go in here and do this. I'm finna lock you down. You ain't getting no catches. I'm dancing before the punt. I'm doing it. I'm gonna dance and I'm gonna take it to the house, then I'm gonna dance again. Ali.
Yep.
Well, you know, Tyson. You know, you ain't getting past the first. So I love that bravado. But then when she did get beat, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And then when it wasn't that she got beaten, it was like second place. It was like last place.
Nah,
I was like, okay.
She got dragged.
See, that's when, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be like, okay, maybe, you know, if you ain't putting in the work, because everybody I named, workaholics. You were not working them. Even if you beat them in the ring or whatever respective arena they performed in, it wasn't because you outworked them.
Nah.
It wasn't because of that. You had a good night. It wasn't because you outworked them.
Yeah, and they shook back after that.
So for her, and I know she had the whole weed thing, and you know, and I'm pulling for her. Like, I want her to bounce back this year stronger. Hopefully she got her head on right. But I was like, damn, you know, like when you lost like that, I'm like, okay, well maybe you should have kind of held it back a little bit. But it was just crazy how everybody went in on it, because I think it's like at the same time, people like to shut people up and get it, like, you know what I'm saying? They kind of poke a little extra when you talk. But I love the confidence, to be honest with you, because all my favorite athletes, they had that swag. Like, shit, I'm net. You know what I'm saying?
When
I'm like
that. That shit, man. Yeah, when you talk that shit, it's like, it's you showing, like you said, a bravado. You showing a cockiness about you. You showing like an assurance about yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, but when you do that, you are gonna.
You held to a different standard.
But you're going to bring another type of energy.
Hey, like when LeBron threw on that 23, what niggas say, you trying to be like Mike? You throwing powder before the game? That's what we doing?
Yeah. And the crazy thing with that, right, is like this. The realest shit was, man, like when you win too much, when you winning, especially we talking shit and winning,
yeah,
people pay their money just to watch you lose.
Boy.
Like people, man, I swear, like people.
Look,
people
I was like that for before, with Mayweather before that nigga just kept whooping people. I'm like, okay, he's for real. Like that shit talking like he's for real. He's one of them.
I was just gonna say with Mayweather.
Yeah.
Niggas start paying money just
to see him lose. I got tired of being on the wrong side of them bets, bro.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So when you bring out that type of energy, when you talk that shit, you know what come with it. And just know people gonna be literally praying on your downfall. People will pay on your downfall.
Real shit. Man. Yeah. What else we got? Let's see. Okay, we did that. What else we got? COVID back. What you think about that shit? I know we both not to just get all the way into, you know, what we really do, but you know, we both kind of know what's going on with COVID. We see the effects of it. So what you think about that, the return of it? I know that you ain't gotta tell people whether you're vaccinated or not, but what you think about the vaccine? We'll get into all that right now. What you think about all that?
Look, I just put it like this, man. I think it's a pandemic. Don't get me wrong. I do believe it's real. You know, people are dying out here.
Boy.
It's real. Mm-hmm. It hit, you know, my family. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't hit.
I done had.
You know, I had family members that had it. I actually just recently a person I went to school with, elementary school with, just recently passed up from it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. And so it's real. I'm not going to say that it's not, you know what I mean? But I do believe that they putting the extras on it in the media. I do think it's something behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I found out that Bill Gates put $319 million on these media outlets, that raised my eyebrow. Because I was like, okay, why are we going to Bill Gates for everything? When did he become our registered nurse or doctor?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was kind of the thing that kind of raised my eyebrow. And it just, you know, how things come so fast and it's just, okay, do this and do this and do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, politics come into play. You know what I mean? So I'm in a state of confusion, to be honest with you. I think it's a bigger plan. I think it's a bigger agenda. That's my honest truth.
Man, hey, you kind of opened my eyes a little bit, you know, a little bit to some other stuff. There's some stuff, you know, I'm kind of leaning like that with like you say, the pandemic and stuff. But it's like, I don't understand, like, what's going to be the end game of it. Because, you know, I'm looking at all this digital stuff, like with the crypto, the Bitcoin. And like I told people, like, COVID, the vaccines, like, whatever we're shifting to, it's the new norm. You know what I'm saying? There's no going back once we cross this line. And I hope people understand that. So I'm like, I'm looking at everything transpire, and it's like a lot of moving parts right now. Like you got an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got, well, a pandemic that's supposed to be broke down to like an epidemic in like a 23. Mm-hmm. Because like now, the shit is like a common cold. Like, you can literally go anywhere and get COVID right now. Got a new strain.
Yep.
Shout out to Marion for all the extra coverage you've been getting lately.
Right, right.
But like, you got this new strain floating around. You got this shit mutating just like flu and the influenza and the other shit does now. And like I say, like, this shit is the new norm. But at the same time, it's this other digital world going on behind all this shit. You got them building these places where realtors are actually taking real estate in and actually getting on these digital apps. You got niggas shooting to the moon like they going to the gas station. It's a whole lot of shit going on in the background behind this shit. So, like, do I believe this shit real? Yes, because like you said, you had homeboy die. Man, I went to the saddest shit I ever seen in my life. And shout out my big bro Leslie Ward. Like, he had a double funeral, man. I don't like to put people business out, but man, that was like the most gut-wrenching shit I had. He had to bury both of his parents, man. Yeah, man. And my condolences to his, because they I was around their house a lot. Like, they took care of me too. So shout out my bro Leslie Ward. But man, it's like, this shit is crazy, because it's like somebody juggling. You're looking at something in front of you, and it's like, boy, this shit entertaining. But like behind you, it's a nigga setting shit on fire, niggas getting stabbed, nigga getting beat up, and you like, man, these niggas down here finna rob somebody. But you looking at the nigga juggling, like, it's a lot of shit going on right now, man.
That's a I love that analogy. And you're right, man. And I'm glad you said that. You know, we going digital.
Mm-hmm.
We going digital. We going digital. I advise everybody to watch this movie called Ready Player One.
Boy. Look, I woke up. Look, not to cut you off. Let me tell you how I got involved in that movie. I was watching TNT something one day. I can't remember what it was. I was asleep. I think it was during the pandemic. I had a blanket on. Might have been when I had COVID and I was sitting there. I couldn't move around too much. And I woke up and I caught like the middle of it. Shit caught my attention. You know how both of us think. I'm like, that shit looked interesting. So the next time it came on, I watched it from the front to the end. I'm like, and it ain't some shit that I thought I would have stopped and, you know, just really watched. But when I got up and watched it that day, when I first woke up and the remote went around me to change the channel, it caught my attention. That is exactly what we're heading to, what you just hit on.
For sure. Yeah, and you know, they'll let you know, man, these movies aren't just movies,
the
man.
They
spoon feed us.
Man, you finna make me, you know, just hang
because,
up.
Because,
man,
they don't want us to go into shock. A lot of people drop dead if we would just go from one extreme to the next, you know what I'm saying? So,
man,
you know, it's like they gotta spoon feed us.
Cool. Man, do you know how much I tell people this? I'm like, know, man, these movies are not just... Man, these are taps into reality, man. Like they said, man, GPS was around with Vietnam War and shit existed. Like,
yes,
you cannot expose us because, first of all, they have to figure out when this, after it's monopolized at one point, how to break it down where the average Joe, as far as like middle class, can have access to it. That's when you make your real money. Because if it's only just a certain elites can have it, they can't make no money. So once they enjoy it, and look at that, it's like, shit, you give me your hand-me-downs. Like, we ain't had big cousins, we from the South. Man, let me get them old shorts. Once they get through playing with it, hey, give it to the less privileged. And I ain't saying just on the street. I ain't trying to be funny and act like I'm above something. I'm talking about me. They like, give it to them. You know what I'm saying? Let them enjoy this. We done had heated seats in our cars for centuries. Like, we done had heated carriages. You know what I'm saying? Like, let them have this. For real, like, let them have this now.
Yeah,
we've enjoyed it. Let's move on to some of the... Well, look, when we get navigation system in our cars, these niggas start shooting to the moon. Like, when you just start just blasting off in outer space for fun.
Come on, man.
And like, what are you doing?
They planning on leaving this motherfucker.
They planning on... They scout. Man, I'm glad you said it.
They like, okay.
I don't be wanting to sound like I'm crazy. Nigga, they finna leave us.
Nah, you ain't crazy. You tapped in. And that's the thing, too. Like, so that... Did you see the new Matrix Resurrection?
I hadn't seen it yet, but when I say it's on my to-do list, it's like, high up there.
I would say this. I ain't gonna break it. I'ma just say this. I ain't gonna ruin it for you. I'ma just say this, man. Like, it ain't by coincidence they released this right before 2022 and right before, you know, the metaverse and everything gonna crack off.
Wow.
Like, they know exactly what they doing.
Wow.
If you watch the first Matrix, the best in the movie is the documentary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even with that, right? So this Matrix Resurrection, everybody like, oh, everybody, you know, it ain't got as many good reviews as the first one or whatever, the past trilogies. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, if you really like, especially what dude said, like the analyst, especially what he said, like in the end, it's gonna all make sense. And so with us, I'm gonna bring it back to the COVID situation, man, and the media and everything like that.
Mm.
And what we just said, like, everything is playing, man. It's really a chess move being played. I like how you said we being entertained by this juggler, but something else is definitely going on because these people right here, they getting us ready for this digital world.
Real
you
shit.
Know what I'm saying? We getting groomed for this digital world.
Are you checking out all these people fighting in like that? Like they fighting in clubs and getting jumped. They got the VRs on. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm looking at all this and I'm like, it looks fun. You know what I'm saying? It looks exciting. It's the next new wave. But the more people do it, like you say, the more we transition it, the more we condition. You know, the more like we can, you know what I'm saying? It's people, like, man, we can go. Look, tonight we're not going to do that. It's Happy New Year's. Man, plug everything you got going on because I'm from right here, I'm praying for the Midas touch on whatever you do, man, because I know the type of cat you is. Like I said, man, you jump-started me with a lot of this podcast shit, man. Much love to you, man, your fam, everything you touch. Like, I send a Midas touch to you, man. But go ahead and plug the people, man, on everything you got going on.
Man, look. So, basically, man, it's funny that we talking about that, but I'm Cooper Trill, you know. I'm an artist, influencer, YouTuber. I pretty much jack of all trades. You know
yes,
saying?
Sir.
I just released my first NFT. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So a non-fungible token, basically, you know, it's a crypto punk.
Yeah,
crypto
yeah.
punk is like one of the like kind of first NFTs that came out. I created my own.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. it's gonna be valuable. You know what I'm saying? In the future. So, you know what I'm saying? I would say people invest in it. I got new music finna drop. You know what I'm saying? I got this. It's funny that we talking about this whole thing because, you know, in my song Quiet Money, I say check crypto when I wake up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the future.
You tell me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking about it now.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I got to get with you on that too, man. Hip your boy on that, man. You know I'm old school, man.
Yeah,
like, get
sure.
your boy up to speed. Let me know what I need to do.
What you mean?
Get me on that crypto shit, man. Give me on.
I will, for sure.
Yeah,
I'm going to put you on point.
Like I say, man, your messages, you be thinking like, hey, man, I might have blew up today. It's crypto. It's, for, you know, investment shit. Like, man, let me know if I need to keep ignoring these niggas or, like, it's something I need to tap into.
I got you. Look.
Bet.
I'm going to put you on point. That, man, look, I'm going to blow your mind. You have to take a seat after I get done with
That's
you.
That's what's up. Like, that's what's up. I know how you rock.
Yeah. And basically, man, just steady going. Like I said, I got this other business venture. It's been going, man. It's, man, people be talking all that, entrepreneur, you know, starting a business shit. Like, it's going to happen overnight. Not at all.
Nah.
Especially when you got business in the play. You got certain politics, you know, you got certain situation you got to deal with, so you know I'm still building that up, but it's gonna help. You know, it's gonna kind of push everything forward.
Yeah,
you know, it's gonna help push things forward. But man, you know, really, man, just keep putting it out there, man. Really keep putting it out there, just getting my brand out there, man. Because my thing is, I ain't finna be, you know, long winded. My thing is, man, it's just to push the culture forward. That's just my whole thing. I realize my role as an influencer. You know, I didn't even label myself that. It's just people kept calling me that.
Yeah.
Fuck, you know,
for real.
You know what I'm saying?
For real.
So I'm just pushing the culture forward, man, and just continue to plant seeds, man. Continue to plant seeds. Like, I ain't in the space no more to where I'm just trying to get, hey, come on, I'm trying to get everybody. Look, I'm plant the seeds. It's up to y'all to water it. It's up to y'all to, you know what I'm saying, let it grow. But I'm going to just plant the seed and spark the brain. That's my whole mission.
Hey, and look, on some real shit, man, look. I appreciate the seed you planted with me because you told me just what our conversation like, hey, man, you need to jumpstart something, you know, like the type of shit you be saying and all that, like put that out there. And so, you know, like, hey, I appreciate your belief in me. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, like
sure.
I said, that's why, man, I put that Midas touch on you, man.
Let me give you your flowers before we wrap it up, man. I just want to tell you, man, I appreciate everything that you've been doing for me, man. You always been solid. And I've always admired how you move.
That's what's
up. You know what I'm saying? You stood on business. You never was cutthroat. You never was on some, you know, 50. You always kept it 100.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know what I'm saying? You always was solid. You always minded your business. You always just kept it player. And you're the exact example of how niggas should move. And I'm not just saying that because you're my partner. Like,
appreciate
you're
it, that man. Appreciate
example
it.
How niggas should move. So I was tripping off the conversation we was having, and I thought, like, man, you need a podcast, man, because like everybody love listening to you.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got a voice.
You ain't just talking about no bullshit.
You actually talking about you have thought provoking conversations.
Yeah.
So I said, man, get this podcast. And you a real one. So, you know, I just salute everything that you got going on, man, from top to bottom.
Hey, man, I appreciate the love, man. And like I said, from day one. Like I said, you put that spark in, like you said, you planted that seed. So from day one, you show support. So hey, yeah, you know, hey, I got a bond with you, like Cass, I grew up with. So man,
facts.
Yeah, for real, facts. you the bro. So you know what I'm saying. But if y'all want to keep up with me, man, it's AVG_podcast_9_11. And as always, man, always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals, man. 9/11, yes, Cooper Trill, man. We out here. Holla, gone.
Yeah.